Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2-liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's JMS. I am so excited for you to check out this episode. And if you are in Cincinnati, I will be there February 7th and 8th. I'm doing two shows, technically in Dayton, Kentucky. I will be giving 10% of the show to a local charity called Women Helping Women. And if you're in Wrightwood, California on Valentine's Day, or if you're looking for something to do on Valentine's Day and are interested in a cute little mountain escape, I'm doing a Valentine's Day show at the Speakeasy at Wrightwood B&B. And those are my road shows for the time being. I am otherwise in LA or perhaps in other cities while I edit and promote and get ready to release my very first hour special. So I will see you out on the road. Thank you for listening. Enjoy this episode.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance is Blessed podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Surprise, surprise.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
It's Dana Moon.
Guess who's in the house?
It's Dana. She's squatting. She's homeless.
Homeless.
Homeless Dana.
I don't have a home.
She is living in my living room.
Living in my couch.
Stinking up the living room with her dirty mouth. Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Dana Moon's back. It's her podcast again.
It's my podcast again, and I'm back.
She is back.
And I am mentally well. I'm so good.
She is holding on by a thread. We love to see it.
I definitely did not cry while I was driving over here hysterically. That didn't happen.
No? Good. I'm so glad to know that coming to my podcast doesn't make you sob. You're like, why did I say yes to this? I fucking hate her podcast.
What am I doing with my life?
I don't want a podcast anymore. I want a TV show.
When is it gonna happen for me?
Dreams don't come true sometimes. We're fine. This is bad. We can't make this joke. We can't start the podcast about when is it going to happen for us. It's fine. We've been doing the same thing for 15 years. It's not a big
deal. I'm actually legitimately crying, but like of laughter. No, we are making it and we are successful.
We are, but sometimes it's hard to... Oh, do you feel like... Okay, I go on the road a lot more than you. That's an objective fact because I'm a fucking psychopath. But do you feel like getting out of LA when you go home or when you do like go on the road and travel or anything? Do you think that helps you have perspective more about like, oh, actually, I am doing well
1,000
in my career, not mentally. You're a train wreck mentally, but I'm just kidding.
Perspective about like doing well in your career. I don't ever feel like I'm ever doing well in my career.
You never feel like you're doing like decent? Why do you always let me? How do you feel about your career most of the time? Hotspot.
Like I need to be doing more.
Yeah,
like I'm never doing enough.
Like it's never enough.
Yeah, I could work all day long. I could work 18 hours. Doing things and people telling me like, oh, this is so funny and this is amazing. And like another comic was like, oh, I ran into Rachel Scanlon, who's like blowing up right now.
I love it. Two dykes and a mic. So funny.
And she's like, oh, she I asked her if she knew Dana Moon and she was like, yeah, she's like crushing it right now. Like she's killing it. And I was like, I am. Like, you know what I mean? It's like anytime someone gives me a compliment and is like, I go, huh? I don't know. It's
hard to see yourself the way other people see you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this as someone who like can have a billboard on Times Square. Also, I did
literally had a billboard on Times Square.
I actually did have a commercial that was a billboard on Times Square this summer.
I saw that.
But I could have a billboard.
Do you know how insane that is?
I could have a billboard that says Dana Moon Netflix special, and I'm not kidding. I will probably be like,
what's next?
Yeah, this is not. But I think that that's, I guess that's what we need to
keep going. That's what drives us to do what we do. I don't think we could be where we are if we didn't have that.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever, I'm ever going to feel like, yeah, is that sad?
I feel the exact same way, and I don't know. Like,
what mental illness is this?
I don't know. Is it self-worth? I have no idea.
Because even with stand-up, it's like, you know, I've been focusing more of my energy on making content and building my audience more than stand-up. And it's like all the stand-up shows I do, people reach out to me. And I do like a good amount of stand-up shows in LA. And I'm like, I'm not out every night or multiple times. I'm not booked several times like I used to be.
Yeah.
But I'm also not putting the energy into it, but I'm still getting up. And I'm like, that's a big win.
People are reaching out to you.
Think about that.
Yeah, no, because ever. The amount of people in the city that...
I think, I'm not up at the Improv, the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory all in one night, so, like, I'm failing.
Yeah, which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is up at the Improv, Laugh Factory, and the Comedy Store.
Unless you're Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
And in that case...
I was just saying, that's because the Laugh Factory books hacks, but... I'm just kidding. Please, Maria, just book me not for Long Beach, please. no, I'll do Long Beach. I swear to God. Yeah, no, it's to do that, you have to already be famous. And then even being in, I don't want this to be like all about stand up, but even being in at those clubs, it's like, well, what else? Like, I'm at the Comedy Store all the time. And it's like,
yeah.
Yep. It doesn't feel like it.
I don't know. I feel like I've reached a point where, oh God, this is going to sound so depressing, actually.
What a hoot. Dana Moon is back and we're fun and funny and go on.
I don't know. I'm not really impressed by like anything anymore.
What do you mean?
I just think.
Oh, like nothing seems like it's a big deal.
No. And I just think that the goal is to just be of service and to just like, you know, spread laughter and light and joy because chlamydia. This world in chlamydia and gonorrhea and herpes. But this world is so sad. It's like
sad and dark.
I think the only thing for me that is just like, just stay in the light and like stay in the energy of using your talents to be of service and to help people and just to make it less about me and like, look at me and look what I'm on and
look how cool I am. Look what I'm doing and make it more about
I know something happened
this audience night.
Yeah, it's like something happened this year with the shift where I'm just like, my goals have gotten a lot bigger and they don't scare me because I used to like pedestal my goals because I'm realizing that it's not about me. It's about like, how can I use my gifts and my talent and express that forward to help other people?
Yeah.
Right. And you and I are already doing that. So you and I are already successful and quote unquote making it,
yes,
regardless of what the outside
of
world
what boxes
says.
We need to check. Also, the outside world, for the most part, probably would say that. That's the crazy thing. Is that I don't know about you, but in LA, I start comparing myself to other people in LA, and it's like, I maybe don't even have the same goals as them. And I'm going, but they have so many TikTok followers. And it's like, yeah, their goal was to get a lot of TikTok followers. I just post stuff loose there that's already been used on. I'm not trying. You know what I mean? Or like, they have XYZ, and while it's like a cool thing to have, someone having something doesn't mean I'm failing because I am doing other things.
And the flip side is like, someone can be getting all this material success, but they could be tortured every single night by demons inside of their body and they hate themselves and their self and self-loathing. And you think that's successful? It's like,
that's true, but I'm already tortured. I'd love to be tortured and have a yard.
You know, I'd love to be tortured and have a fireplace and a,
I'd love to have a room specifically to be tortured. Maybe some sort of chamber, a dungeon.
I'd love to have enough money to have someone come over and physically torture me so I wouldn't feel the pain I'm feeling inside.
So I would escape the mental torture because I'd be getting my nipples tweezed off.
The women, there's women who make so much money off of doing this online, verbally abusing men.
I know.
And
how do I get into that? If someone wants
pay
us,
pay pig. If you're a pay pig, look,
a website like paypig.com?
Did I watch a TikTok on how to become one? You have to go and make a Twitter and put a sexy photo up and make a username that is like degrading to men and lets you know. And you make a bio.
Men are shitheads.
There's a way to do it. Yeah.
What are we doing here? Why don't we start a separate podcast behind a paywall called Pay Pigs? And the whole time we just have people call in.
I would feel so bad.
Yeah, but you're being of service. When you think about it, that helps them
really
get what they need. So we'll just have a number.
Feels low vibe.
It'll be 818 Pay Pigs. That's the right amount of letters. Probably taken, but
it's definitely taken by girls in LA already.
But we'll give half of the proceeds to charity, so it's high vibe. And we'll just go, you fucking piece of shit with your tiny dick.
Yeah, they want to be called tiny dicks.
Oh my God, you're such a pathetic loser. How's that? I'm thinking we could clip this out as an advertisement.
Guys, can I just say something? Guys love to say they have small dicks when they have big dicks. It's like such a fun joke they do.
Ha ha ha.
Have you noticed that? With big dick guys, they're like, oh, my dick's so small.
Now I'm going to think every time I hear a male comedian go, my dick's tiny, that they have a giant
They
hog.
Do.
I do.
100%.
Yeah. I
Because guys with tiny dicks.
They don't talk about it.
Ever mention their dick.
They're not going to go, my dick's so tiny. They'd come immediately. Be like, yeah, I'm fucking pathetic.
You can feel the energy too.
Of a big dick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have big clit energy.
You do? I have big butthole energy.
Yeah.
Gaping.
I have a small clit, but it's got big energy.
Oh, yeah. You do. I felt it when you sat in my lap years ago. Remember?
My tiny. Those were my lips vibrating. I remember that when you're like, I can feel my vagina was trying to eat its way out of my pants. I was ovulating.
We were in a different city, I think. We were on one of our tours that we did, and you sat in my lap. And I was like, I can feel like the strongest energy coming from the cooch.
Dude, my...
Coochie strong.
My puss has its own vibration.
Puss is its own entity.
It could shatter countries.
Remember when you had a Twitter for your vagina?
Yeah, and now I don't know how to sign into it.
What was it called?
The cleft lip. What's wrong with us?
A lot. And I think
sometimes I'm like, man, am I getting too soft? Was I more fun? Like, was I funnier when I was a
more
fucking
damaged?
Psychopath? Yeah.
I think about that. No, I think I was so damaged and so unfocused, like back when I was drinking and I was just like a chaotic mess and I had Stockholm syndrome living with someone who was deranged and controlling me.
Yeah, just trying to sell you steaks.
And I like could not function as a human in society. Like living in my 20s was like my teenage years for adulthood.
That's what your 20s is like you're pretending teenage. To be an adult.
Yeah, and I feel like
you're like cosplaying as an adult.
30s was like, okay, I sort of need to get my shit together, and now I feel like I finally do have my shit together. I still don't feel like a real adult.
I actually don't know if you ever do. Oh, do you feel like a real adult?
I think
this year it's been 20 days.
Yeah,
you've sort of what? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, I think I've sort of felt like a real adult.
What makes you say that? Was there a moment, or is it just your reactions to stuff? Is it?
Yeah, because I'm like, I could die.
Oh, I felt like an adult since I was 9. Then that explains so much.
I think that's
I've
adulthood.
Been an adult the whole time.
That's adulthood. Is you're like, I've done it.
Yeah, I've this done everything. Cool. I peaked. This is good enough. This is a legacy, I guess. I could kill myself now.
I could end it. No, I think it was on my birthday this year. I actually felt like an adult because I felt like, I don't know, I felt very clear-headed. This was a birthday where I felt like very sure about myself, very clear-headed, very clear about my goals, like knowing what I wanted and believing like I deserved it. And so many birthdays have felt like I'm scared to celebrate myself. I'm scared to have these goals. I have a lot of fear around these dreams of mine. And this year was like, no, I'm worthy of this. I'm deserving of this.
I have the skills to do this.
I've put in so much work and time, and like, it's sort of like, okay, I'm ready to like arrive. And then I said 2025 is going to be the best year.
Yeah. I think a lot of us said that.
I really felt it.
It's only beginning.
Technically, the real new year begins in March, and I will die on this hill.
What happens in March?
March is the astrological new year.
I thought it was April.
The pagan calendar is false because everything that America and the world sells us is to have us doubt ourselves, live in fear, and
feel gross,
focus on their agenda and not our own power, because the last thing they want us to do is feel like we have power.
Yeah, they want you to.
So anyways, the new year, oh, these dreams and these goals and your vision board in January, and starts to, no, it's like January and February are winter months. Winter means death, literal hibernation.
That's true.
Animals hibernate during this time. We are animals. We need to hibernate. And March,
spring, rebirth.
Spring is rebirth. Growth. It's like planting seeds. That's when you set your, that's when you do your vision board. That's when you set your intentions.
Cut and to then March, and she's like, "But the Chinese New Year doesn't start until this isn't even it."
So the Chinese New Year starts in June, okay, and it's the snake year. And so,
wait, is it really? We don't know. It feels like a snake year. Wait, we're gonna take a quick break, and then when we come back. Yeah, we're going to masturbate.
And then we're going to orgasm, but it's going to be...
But we're going to tell ourselves we're pieces of shit. Tune into our podcast, Pay Pigs.
Wait, what if that's the characters we do?
Oh, let's do a Pay Pigs. Yes.
Character.
Yeah. We're just going to do clips of... And we'll be... Okay, never. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, you're going to tell me what these fucking goals are. You're not getting out of this. You have to speak them out loud.
Really?
Yes. Okay, we'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
And you're not off the fucking hook.
It's like we never left, though, because the way editing works is it's like we didn't go away.
Yeah, and especially I know everyone who listens probably gets so annoyed every time I go, when you're watching on YouTube, since most of you are just listening in headphones based on the numbers I see, but I don't have even ads. I don't know how to drop ads on YouTube, or I don't have them because I don't have a big enough following. So it just goes straight into this. It's not, I'm like, we'll be right back. And we're literally there.
Yeah. They're like, I didn't even notice.
In audio, there's like an ad that will come up. But on YouTube, it's like, why are they pretending they're going somewhere? They're
yeah.
Right
you should
here.
Just keep going. Just keep it. Keep but it
anyways,
moving, sis.
Someday we'll drop. I'm going to drop homemade ads of Pay Pigs. and this is how we're manifesting our money, Dana. Like, what
I'll
do
anything.
We're going back on tour, the Pay Pigs tour.
The Pay Pigs tour.
Road Pigs.
This is actually a great idea. So I think we have to do it.
I think we should. I think at least...
What character? I'll do Diane. Who are you going to do?
Oh, doing Pay Pigs? Yeah. I was going to like invent a new character that's like a weird gothic, you fucking piece of shit. Oh, you dirty. Yeah, you're a fucking loser.
Black wig?
Yeah, black lipstick.
Okay.
I don't have black lipstick. I'm just going to put
what if you're just yourself?
Yeah. I am kind of a pig. You're right. No. I was going to be like, I don't know why, because I know this isn't what, I know what it is hot girls telling people that they're pieces of shit or whatever, but I just thought it would be funny to be like,
you fuck piece of shit with your tiny dick.
You're nasty.
Oh yeah, I guess it is. That's Diane.
You're disgusting.
I'll be Diane. You'll be Diane. What's that name I fucking said the other day?
Cheyenne.
Diane and Cheyenne.
Diane and Cheyenne.
Diane's long lost sister.
Cheyenne.
Yeah. She's a little gravelier.
I feel like she needs to be. Is she the same though?
Or is she she's a little like bit the different. Opposite. Wait, you talk like Diane.
Anyways, I just, you know, I'm using this time to focus inward.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea, Diane. I think you need to go inward. Because she ran off to Texas. No, that's not it.
Yeah, she's... Well...
Yeah.
Diane's from Fresno.
Fresno?
Or, like, Bakersfield. But Diane's lived in, like, Tampa. I've lived in... Here, I lived in Daytona.
Okay, so then her sister is at least meth adjacent, so she's
I've lived in Alaska.
So she's like, yeah.
Reno. No.
Yeah, I pretty much... I just stayed in Fresno the whole time. Yeah.
Wait, what if she has a smoker's cough? Like a smoker's... What if she has like a smoker's voice?
Okay. Diane. Wait, and I'm Diane's sister, Cheyenne.
Would that be hard to do? Is it hard on your voice?
Who gives a shit? You guys, should we do a whole separate podcast as Diane and Cheyenne?
Yes.
Yeah.
But Cheyenne, we need to
nearly dead instead of live with Diane and Cheyenne.
Cheyenne's like, are That's they two, are they two peas in a pod or are they
or
different?
They hate each other.
I think they hate each other, but I think they're similar.
Yeah, and that's why they hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you hadn't stolen my Bruce Springsteen jacket and run off to Reno,
I like,
my life would be different.
I actually like this voice. I like this voice.
I like that it's like kind of down here.
Down here.
Yeah, I think it should be more like.
Yeah, well, because
she smoked six. She smoked marbles.
Marbles.
Living marble. Yeah, marble red.
Marble.
I actually smoked Marlboro Blacks. They don't make them anymore. They took them off the market after about 3 weeks.
Okay, this is our.
Anyways, that's pig. It's a test pilot for our new pilot podcast. But let's go back to speaking of piloting podcasts.
Mm.
Your goals. Because when goals. We before we went to break, you talked about how you, on your birthday, embraced
your,
goals.
Birthday.
On your birthday.
On your birthday, girl.
On your birthday, girl, you say you embrace your goals. You
gotta
embrace the goals. And
I
it's
did.
Your year. And,
okay.
And you aren't going to be afraid.
That's right.
Uh-uh.
That's right.
Come through, goals.
I have so many goals. I want.
Speak them into existence. We want to hear them.
So I want to double them. My following, triple my following.
Say your following right now. You know it at the top of your head.
I have 100 and. Oh, I have a baby on me.
Oh, I didn't realize Walter was up there. Moki.
Oh, Walter gets jealous.
Moki.
No, I want them both on me, though. Moki, come here. Hey.
Look at that. You already
Can
doubled
we edit
your
this
following.
Out? I doubled my following just on my lap.
Oh, he's pissed.
Walter, come here. Oh, he's showing
oh,
you.
He is so
come
mad.
Come here. Walter, come see me.
No, but I want both of them.
Yeah, you're fucking greedy. Quit being greedy, you bitch.
No, okay.
I want it all. I
double
want
my
to-
following, so that means...
On every platform?
On every platform or triple. Like, I want to... Yeah, I want to take things to the next level. I
no,
want to...
you're just trying to be a menace.
I'm going to go on tour. Yeah, Moki's torturing Walter. Go on tour.
Go on tour? You want a tour?
Yeah, I actually am sort of putting something together where it would be stand up and then like a character thing and talking with the management company that's going to book it all. So I want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
shooting.
Nate, you can go fuck yourself.
I've asked Nate to help me and he's too busy. I've asked him a lot. I've reached out to Nate a few times.
About touring?
Yes.
Oh, then I'll go fuck myself.
And he's busy.
He is pretty busy, but.
Yeah.
God
no.
damn it.
I'm not the type of person that has to keep messaging and messaging. I mean, I do that to my sponsor and I hate it because she ghosts me.
I will say every agent I've ever befriended or known in, just so you know, in the business has said that you have to keep following up. Not just with agents, but like,
I know.
They're like, my clients wouldn't be booked anywhere if I didn't follow up.
Literally, I need to hear that all the time. Because,
anyway, yeah. So you want to be touring. You want to double your following.
Touring, double my following. Shoot my pilot. That we need $20,000 to $25,000 for. We're shooting the pilot
Subscribe
presentation.
To pay pigs.
We're shooting the presentation next month, so that's sort of already moving forward.
Like a, is what like a trailer a sizzle type thing?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting.
And yeah, we just got our location confirmed and everything. So, is it? Do I tell my goals? Because here's the thing: I want to talk about more of my goals, but I feel like some things to. Manifest it, you have to keep it private. Like if you tell too many people get a hold of your dreams and your goals and then they like put negative energy towards it.
Here's
so
how I feel.
I will say what I will say is I want to take everything to the next level, which is like I want to move I want to keep social media because I love that as a creative outlet and I genuinely enjoy making social media videos and videos for brands.
That's great.
Which I want to increase working with more brands, which I'm saying all of this as I feel like as I'm saying these goals, it's already kind of happening for
yes.
January and February with
Yay.
Like what I have going on. So
that's great.
But I want to move to TV and film.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't want to like, cause I feel like a lot of people who move to TV, they like abandon social media.
Yeah. Like it was a means to an end. That happens with stand up too.
And even with stand up, like I fall in and out of love with stand up.
Yeah.
Well, stand up is my like, my toxic boyfriend.
Then you should leave it if you think it's like if you feel that way.
It's a love hate.
Yeah. Well,
but mostly love.
The thing is like nobody has to do something forever. It can be it's totally fine to go, oh, that led me to this, and it turns out this is what I wanted to do, or to keep doing it. And I think that's a thing we get weird, or like,
I keep thinking that I'm like done with stand up, or that I like stand up has opened doors for, you know, all of these different things with comedy, and I'm going to walk through those doors, but then I'll get inspiration to like write new material, and I'll do it on stage and it hits, and I have like a different, it's stand up though. You constantly feel the growth, and it's like, it's so addicting.
Yeah. It's, you're chasing a high.
You never ever stop growing and like becoming funnier and having more fun on stage. So it's like, I don't think I'll ever be able to like give that up.
No, I've said for years that like, even if I somehow became independently wealthy and I never had to work again a day in my life and could do whatever I wanted, I'm like, I'd probably still,
here's how you know it's in your soul, is like, if you don't do it for like a couple of weeks,
I go insane.
You start to feel so depressed, like dark, dark, dark thoughts.
It's not even a couple weeks for me. It's like a few days. And Nate notices.
Really?
He'll be like, he has literally been like, stopped me mid-sentence and gone, when's the last time you were on stage? And I'll be like, oh, it's been like 4 days. And he's like, you just go do a show. Go find a place to get up. You're getting crazy.
I get like that too. Like, I get really, really crazy. And then I do a show and I'm like, bing.
Well, I think especially as you,
I see the light.
Yes.
That's how you know it's in your soul, because you have to.
You have to do it. It's like a creative outlet. And I think when you make a creative outlet your living, A, that puts a little more pressure on it. But also, it can be easy to like, there's a subconscious part of you that goes, this is my job. And you take for granted the fact that it is an outlet you need to feel sane and to like release. It's mm-hmm. the same as like, if we started painting and it was just like, I feel good painting. But like, then you start selling your paintings and then you're like, well, who's going to buy this one? I don't know. Actually, what I'm saying doesn't make sense. But like, you still need to do it even if it's not for the living.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Even if it's like, I'm comfortable, but like, I didn't get into it.
It takes a lot of fun out of it when you're doing it for money.
It puts a lot of pressure on. It's hard to stay in the fun. I'll say that.
Exactly.
And that's my goal, is to get to a place where I feel secure enough in the level I'm getting booked at.
Yeah.
That I can feel a little safer going back to being 100% silly. Because when you are booked at a new club, a new venue, you have to show up and like do the shit that
There's
works.
Pressure. And yeah. then you have a lot of people coming to see you. You don't want to let them down. You want
to
be really funny.
You have to make sure they're coming to see you. Does everybody know about the show? And like, that's a whole...
So much pressure.
It's a mind fuck.
Yeah.
And then you forget like the thing that you love about it.
Exactly.
Until you get on stage and you're like, oh. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm free.
Yeah. I also... What was I going to say? Oh, goals. I feel like I have so many career goals. And, but I also want this year, I like want to meet my person. That is a goal of mine.
Yeah.
And I'm like I've been taking dating seriously probably since like August.
Okay.
I like actually have taken it seriously for the first time in my life. I've always just been like, oh, I can get material out of these guys. And like, who cares?
Can I ask you, when you were like, and this is why I was like, say your goals out loud, because I get what you're saying when you go, sometimes I think saying the goals out loud puts them at risk of, you know, people trying to commandeer them or get in the way of them or sending negative energy towards them. But also I think sometimes we don't say our goals all the way out loud, because if we say them out loud, then we have to admit when they don't happen. Like, right. Then what a dream doesn't come true.
Exactly.
Do you think some of, I'll just date for material is like, that way I don't have to, I can just be like, it didn't work out, material, instead of going, that fucking hurt.
For sure. I mean, that's why I feel like for so long, I didn't date for so long and just was single, because it's easier for me to be single and stay productive.
Oh, so much easier.
I get so distracted when I like someone and when I'm dating. And I also, the fear, I have so much fear around being hurt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've definitely played it safe. But I also have gotten to a point where I'm like, okay, I really want a partnership.
Yeah.
And I want, it's not even like I want the ring and I want the wedding. I've never been like obsessed with that. And I honestly, I don't even think I want kids at this point. Like, it's, I mean, I would love to meet my person and have the option of being like, do we want to have kids or no kids?
Yeah.
Because it scares me to not have the option and just be like, I guess I'm not having kids. Like, I don't want any regrets in life.
I feel like not enough people talk about this.
And that's my biggest fear is like, okay, so I don't take dating seriously and I like don't meet my person and I don't get this opportunity to maybe have kids if that's what I want.
To have that, to make that decision with someone.
Make that decision with someone, right? Like, yeah. And I also, I don't know, I just love the dynamic of like, I've lived alone for so long. It feels like
we can tell. I'm just kidding.
It just feels so sweet to like cohabitate with someone and like, you know, maybe they have a dog and I have a dog and we have a little doggy fam.
Yeah.
And we have like plants and we have a
plants. That's your and we'll have plants.
We'll have plants we take care of and we like have a home together. I don't know. I feel like that's really sweet.
It probably is really sweet. I just can't keep a plant alive. So I made fun of it.
And just like we decorate together. I don't know. And all of that just seems really sweet and definitely something that I'm really trying to like call in for this year of like, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to put ourselves out there. Even if we
risk
getting rejected,
pain,
which, you know, even if someone's not in the same place as you are, you know what I mean?
Even if it's like, wow, we're such a good match. And yet you're just like, not ready
you're
for
not
this.
Ready.
Good,
yeah.
good.
I know. Right person, wrong time.
No, that I used to think that.
And really?
Now I think that's not the right person. And if it is the right person, then they'll show up at the right time.
See, I disagree because I think everything is timing.
So funny. And then alarm's going off as you say everything is timing. No, finish this
thought. With relationships, everything is timing. You can 100% meet your soulmate and someone you're like, oh my God, I can fall deeply in love with this person. I know I can. And they're not in the same place as you.
Yeah. But
that also is like, but that's painful and that sucks. But then that's also not your person, right?
Yeah. Well, so that's then I would argue they're not your soulmate. I think they could be a person that you're like, I could see myself with this person, but...
Correct. Okay.
I think the person...
I believe in multiple soulmates, though.
That's because you're a slut. I'm just kidding.
Like, I believe Walter's my soulmate.
Soul slut. No, I agree, too. I think that you have, like, I have friends that are soulmates. I think we've had past
Family,
lives together.
We've had past lives together.
We've probably killed each other in a past life.
My niece and my nephew feel like soulmates. Like, I do believe in multiple soulmates.
I think maybe you just think everyone's your soulmate, and that's what you need to examine.
You know. We think you're schizophrenic and you're hearing voices.
Yeah. I think all the guys in my head are soulmates and the women and that one thing that I'm not sure what it is, but I love it. No, I think that there, I mean, have you heard, hang on, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. We're going right back into this.
Doing the most professional podcast with Jessica Michelle Singleton.
We clip and we clap and we clap.
We've taken three breaks.
For commercials because I get advertisers, you fucking bitch. I'm canceling this episode. You guys, we're back. Dana is actively trying to boost her social media by hassling me about my process. Somehow the mics are now too hot. Maybe it's just mine. Listen, I think... Have you heard? I keep
what do you
to
think?
Adjust.
We're all of us are on the edge of our seat. We want to know what you're thinking.
Thank you. Everyone is on the edge of their seat, especially Walter, who is so fucking mad.
He's so mad.
Have you ever? Of course, you've heard this phrase because you have read every self-help book and you look at
everyone
and you look at quote inspirational quotes like it's heroin. People come a reason, season, and a lifetime. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Yeah, they do.
So the people who come in, when you go right person, wrong time, that's not the right person. That's the right person for that time, but it's not the person you're going to be with. But they serve a purpose.
It is wrong time.
They're a reason or a season, but they're not a lifetime. Like, it's not the wrong time. I think it's the exact right time, and that's where they were supposed to be in your life. That was the purpose they're supposed to serve.
Yes.
Like,
I'm not arguing with that.
But I also...
I'm not going to argue with reality. Like,
yeah,
that's
and
also
I'm
something...
I'm reality.
Hi. And I'm reality. And this bitch is fantasy. I've lived in fantasy for so long. Okay, now I'm really sounding crazy. But no, I
think you're probably sounding more normal than you think.
I have not accepted reality, and that is more painful than anything. Not accepting what is.
Acceptance. Refusing to accept what's actually happening.
Is so painful.
That's do you know that's like the core of Buddhism is acceptance?
Yes. And so that's what I have to realize with these situations is that I'm like, okay, so obviously there was a lesson here, even though it's painful.
The lesson is he's gay. He sucks.
The lesson is that
he's stupid.
Babe, if it doesn't work out between you and him, he's gay.
He gay.
So like never take it personally. Because he likes men.
He's on his own journey.
If you're going through a breakup, if someone broke your heart, if someone said that they're not ready for a relationship and that they may or may not see a relationship with you in the future because of compatibility issues, he's gay.
Did he leave you for another woman? Gay.
Does he date multiple women after you?
Gay. Secret family? So gay.
Gay.
Impregnated a woman on the road? Homo.
Okay, well, I don't know if we could say homo, but gay.
Sexual, homosexual. Oh, we could say gay?
If he has a lot of friends who are guys, gay. If he has a lot of friends who are girls, gay.
Men are gay.
If he works a lot, it is like a workaholic,
gay. Does he not have a job?
Oh, gay. Well,
no, that's probably the straightest thing in the world is a man with no job who's just existing.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Now that we've slandered everyone. I think you just transition into a man. You'll be fine.
A gay man.
A gay man.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm already halfway there.
Yeah. I can see one mustache hair coming in. No, I mean, it is hard. It's hard to like let yourself really open up, but also.
Oh, it is so hard. First of all, I realized I have major control issues in romantic
situations. What do you mean?
I want to feel like I'm in control
of the whole situation.
Of the whole situation, which
just in romantic? Or do you feel like that, does that bleed out to other parts?
Of course it bleeds out to other parts, but it shows up more in romantic relationships, and you cannot have control because there's another person who has free will that has you cannot control ever.
Yeah. No, it's, dude, the...
And it's like this dominating force of just like, I want to feel like I have control over this and I don't.
Yeah, which also...
And that's also so selfish and like weird.
It's also...
But it's so self-serving of me to be like, I want to control, like...
I want to...
Also, that's not love. Love isn't control.
Isn't trying to manipulate a situation. Love isn't trying to make someone be a way they're not. Mm-hmm. I mean, and acceptance all of this, is love.
Right. And but all of this boils down to fear.
Yeah.
Fear of being hurt. Fear of being abandoned. Whatever, right?
Let me ask you that. Yeah, of course.
And it's like...
Because it's so scary. Because there's no worse feeling than... I mean, that's the ultimate, that's rejection times 100 is how that feels.
Right.
Abandonment.
But all of these thoughts that you have, you are sort of rejecting yourself.
Come again?
You're saying like rejection and fear of abandonment boils down to everything that I just said. Do I need to talk closer?
A little bit, but you're fine. Sorry, I hate to adjust the mic in the middle of that.
When you have, when you're doing all of these things like control to like
trying to control a situation,
yeah, because you're scared,
avoid abandonment, avoid yes. rejection.
You know what you're doing?
Creating it. Yeah.
And the other person isn't doing it to you. You're doing it to you.
Yeah.
You're abandoning yourself.
Dude, self-abandonment in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back and you go, oh, I stopped listening to me.
Yeah.
That's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
When you look back and you're like, I knew better,
right?
And I ignored that. That hurts more than anything.
It hurts more than losing the other person.
Yeah. And we let ourselves do that in an effort to not lose the other person,
right?
That,
but that hurts more. Isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
So it's like I'm doing this because I don't want to lose the other person, but then at the end of the day, this is like a knife to my chest.
Yeah, I'm losing the literal only person I can count on 100%
myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't, but like that phrase sounds so nihilistic and sad if you like don't, I mean, if you think about it the wrong way, when it's like the only person you can 100% count on is yourself. And that's not because everyone's a piece of shit. It's not like, you can't count on anyone. It's like, people are humans and they're going to fuck up. Even like the people who love you the most are going to let you down because they're doing their best, but their best doesn't match up with what you thought. And half the time, by the way, we have a standard in our head for people because we've given them a title. Boyfriend, friend, you're my best friend.
Expectations.
Yeah. We have this fake like job posting LinkedIn resume type thing of like the things you should do. Like what I would do if I was someone's best friend. And then someone doesn't do a thing you've just quietly said is a thing they'll do. You're like, what a fucking piece of shit. They weren't here for me when I was crying because they had a life and a responsibility they had to take care of. They don't care. And it's like, they care about you. They just, I don't know. It's weird how we put these like expectations on people and end up hurting ourselves.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what freaks me out the most? Is the thought that no one exists outside of you.
Excuse me?
I know, let it sink in. You are the only one to exist because you are the only one that is experiencing yourself and what's going on in your head. And so...
You mean no one...
No one actually really exists outside of you.
No, Dana, that's crazy.
Because every person you interact with is based off of your own projections.
No one is exactly who
you see them through the lens of you.
You.
Oh, so you're never true. You never truly meet someone.
You never experience someone really as who they truly are.
You never do.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
But you also, the only thing to really exist that you can know for true is yourself.
Yeah. And like, of course you're basing your experiences with people on you because that's all you have. That's your like central information point. This conversation got so deep.
It happens.
And here at PayPigs.
Welcome to the Mooniverse.
Should the Mooniverse. Why wasn't that your podcast?
My podcast should be called the Mooniverse.
Why did you stop your podcast? I'm toxic.
Because.
I keep trying to get people to start 8 podcasts.
No matter where the conversation starts with comedy and how silly, I feel like I always end up here.
I think that's good though. I think people like this.
I hope. Is anyone still here? Hello?
Is there anybody out there?
Dad?
No, because it's like...
He's dead.
Yeah, but he's here.
He's here. Sorry, it's... No, it's like what? I don't know what to do.
Make the light flicker. Oh, the light's not on. It'll flicker if he comes in. Turn the light on. You want to see if he comes in? Hang on.
Really? Yeah. Okay, Dad? My dad or your dad?
Oh, my dad. Break the light. He's fat. Sorry. Wayne?
Remember when I...
Well, he doesn't care about you.
Dad, flicker the light if you're in here.
Flick the light.
Maybe he's reincarnated to another life and he's like a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah. Maybe he's your niece.
Maybe he's my nephew. Sometimes I think that. No, it didn't flicker. Okay. Well, my dad's abandoning me in the afterlife as well.
Been there, girl.
No, but you were saying you had a thought that was going somewhere and I...
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Then I got up and turned the... Why did I switch the lighting?
I knew you were going to forget your thought once you got up.
Your dad comes in. Yeah, well, it must not have been.
You were like,
important.
You know what? That's what you said. You go, you know what?
You know what?
We were talking about like meeting people and meeting people. And
I've derailed.
I know. You had a good thought, though. I could
see
it.
Wait, I did. Oh, okay, wait. This is not that thought, but I did have a thought that I lost, and it's coming back to me. Dating intentionally. So, how do you feel like...
Yes.
Here's the thing I always think about when people... Because I have so many friends that are like, I'm dating because I want to find my person, which I think is great. I think it's smart. I think it's...
Why else date? I dated for so long just casually just to have fun, and... I did so much of that and I had fun and it's like, why am I...
I had so much fun and now I'm sick of it.
Yeah. I mean, remember the bowling alley bruise guy, the guy I slept with after the bowling alley and I had bruises and I thought it was hilarious. And you guys were like,
this man beat you up.
I'm sorry, but I will still laugh at that.
I forgot about this.
I will still laugh.
Also, what's wrong with us? Also, the fact that you have a man in your past called the bowling alley guy.
The bowling alley bruiser guy.
Bowling alley bruiser.
And then I slept... the best part of the story. I mean, it's actually... This is dark.
Okay. I don't remember this, so please remind me.
I hooked up with him for the second time.
And then he hit you over the head with a bowling ball. I don't know. I blacked out. He hit you over the head with a bowling ball.
It was such good sex. I mean, I blacked out because he punched me, but just kidding. He never punched. We were sober. The first time we weren't sober, and I thought it was fun, and I thought it was hilarious. And you guys,
I had so much fun. You have a black eye. It was a hoot.
I went to his bathroom. Yeah, it was like really, really aggressive sex, and he was really rough.
I think we're soulmates. Your tooth falls out. No, you guys don't get it. It's an energy.
This is, I just want to say, this was dating casually for me.
It's getting beat up by a man from a bowling alley. You know, I had my fun. I got beat to near death by a man named Gunter at a bowling alley.
Whose glasses didn't fit on his face because they kept going down to his nose.
Oh my God.
Wait, I went into his bathroom because I needed a break because it was way too rough.
Hang on, I got to tap out. You had to take a break. You had to escape. You had to lock yourself in a bathroom to go, I need a breather, because he was choking you. Because he was strangling you.
I literally need a breather. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. No, I'm coming. But I just, if you could take the pillow off my face for 1 second.
I went into his bathroom and I was like, I have to look in his medicine cabinet. I had to. Because I was like, this guy's not right. And I opened his medicine cabinet and it was lined with pills. Prescription. He was on like everything. Yeah. And I got scared.
I stole them and sold them. No. Then you got scared. Then you got scared. Not him choking me, hurling me around his apartment. But then when I saw the meds, that's when I got scared. You should. What if you had opened it and there was just one loose Tylenol?
Also, I hope I really do. This might be a trigger warning for people who have experienced.
Well, it's too late. The trigger like warning should have gone up top. Yeah.
But
yeah, I think anyone who's fucked someone from a bowling alley has experienced probably a similar situation, if we're gonna be real honest.
No, so listen.
I don't think anyone's like, I met my soulmate in a bowling alley.
Well, okay, this story actually cuts to present day.
Bowling alley.
So back, I shut the medicine cabinet. I go back and I'm like, maybe I can we start making out.
Maybe I can fix him.
I don't know. I could fix him. And then he does the like fish hook thing with the thing in the mouth. I've never experienced this before, and it's actually traumatizing. So that was the medicine cabinet and then the fish hook. I go, I gotta go. And he was like, what? He was so confused. He was like, what do you mean? I thought we're having fun. I was like, this is scary. I was like, this is scary. And he's like, I can be like more gentle. And I just like,
more gentle than a fish hook?
Then also, I got my clothes on and I left. And so that, just to say, that was my casual dating experience. And
if only you'd been more intentional.
No, cut to present day. I saw him at, we have to stop?
No. You saw him? We're finishing
at a party.
Story.
I saw him at a party a year ago. And he had a glow up. Like, he's like,
what, a man bun?
So hot.
Well, he ugly before?
He was attractive before, but he wasn't. He like grew into his like masculinity, and
oh, good, he got stronger. That's great. Good, Dana. You should circle back.
And so he
had a glow up.
I thought the
he
story
washed
was,
his hair.
I thought the story was funny. I was like, oh my God, that's the guy who like left bruises on my chest after sleeping with him. And I told, I was, I
you're
was
like,
with
isn't
Lisa.
That funny?
Yeah, I was with Lisa, and I was with two new people that I met who I'm actually can. This is too much of a ramble, but it was two people that I met at a party that we were all like hanging out with. And I thought, you know, oh, what a funny story. And they were all looking at me like, this guy left you bruises on your chest. Like, where's the punchline? And I go, because I thought, you know what I mean? I was such a mess back then in my 20s, and I was drinking, and I thought it was like
silly.
Yeah. You know, it's like you wake up and you're like, I had crazy sex. Look at all these bruises. And then your friends are like,
I think your ribs are broken.
Anyways, cut to what was the point of this whole story? Oh, dating intentionally.
Now I'm at the bowling alley with purpose in a shirt that says, fuck me till I die.
No, but truly, you're saying you have friends who date with the intention to find a partnership. So my therapist told me this is what I have to start doing. To find out when I start dating someone that they're in the same place as me. because she said you have to say like right away
I'm looking for a relationship,
and not to say the relationship is with you, because that's actually a really weird thing to say to someone, like
I want to be with you.
No, because that's not, but like my intention is
to find a partner,
and if that's not that place you're in,
that's fine,
but let's
cut it off now.
Yeah, so basically she's like, you, if the person even says to you like I could get there or maybe, she's like,
no,
done.
That's smart. Because
that was my last situation. It was like,
I think I could get there.
Yeah, I think like maybe if this goes well in like 2 or 3 months, like I can be in that place. And she's like, that is a no.
That's a no.
And so that's moving intentionally.
So which you,
I guess I wasn't really moving that intentionally.
I mean, you moved intentionally enough to dodge a few fucking right hooks, it sounds like. Listen, we are going to end the episode. Go to punchup.live/JMS. It doesn't cost anything. You just sign up over there. That way I can email you when I'm coming to your town. Follow Dana at Dana Moon Me on everything, right? Mm-hmm. Wherever you follow people, follow at Dana Moon Me. And remember, don't sleep with people in bowling alleys.
Well, if you do.
No, ever. Stop it, Dana.
If you actually do sleep with someone that you meet at a bowling alley, just make sure to have a conversation about
condoms. Because they have a disease. They will wreck your pH. Anyway.
Well, there you go, idiots. That concludes this week's episode of Ignorance is Blessed. If you want to hear any bonus portions of any episode, head over to punchup.live/JMS to hear and or watch those. If you have questions, comments, concerns on anything myself or a guest said, you can voice them over in the Facebook group. It's called Idiots. Find it at facebook.com/JMS Comedy. It's linked right there on my page. You can also suggest guests, interact with other fans of the show. It's a good time. Come on by. Also, if you haven't yet, please, please, please leave a rating and a review for the podcast. It helps me out big time. And if you like this guest, make sure you go follow them on all their social media. Okay, well, I guess I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for thanks for being patient with my ignorance. I'll see you soon, idiots.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.